Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Everyone face Giriraj. Now it is time for greeting of the deity. Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari, Gaura Hari. Janardhan Prabhu, sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Everyone chant with full heart. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Everyone, Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Only if they could somehow pull up that little flap over there. Someone could do that, perhaps. Okay, face this way again. But before we begin, just find groups of three people. Really, really, really simple. It doesn't make a difference, but it's probably helpful if you speak the same language. Just three people. Or if it happens to be four, no problem. Or you can. Where would you like to be? You can come here. Okay. Now, this class, this is your group. And if there's only two, there's no problem. And if there's four, there's no problem. Now, I wanted to mostly read something that is quite extraordinary. It is a book written by Prabodhananda Saraswati called Chaitanya Chandramrita. It is quite amazing. Prabodhananda Saraswati was in Sri Rangam when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did his tour of South India for 2 years. And during those 2 years, Mahaprabhu stopped in Sri Rangam for the 4 months of the rainy season. And there, Prabodhananda, Paul Guru, and his two brothers, Venkata, who was the middle brother, and Tirumalya was the eldest brother, they had much association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during those 4 months. And these great devotees, because Sri Rangam, raise your hand if you've been to Sri Rangam. Okay, that's 42%, if I've got it right. It's all Sri Vaishnava. All Vaishnava, very exalted and wonderful devotees. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to be in their association during the rainy season. And there were some differences, you can't call them differences, but you can't say non-differences. There were some philosophical discussions that were very friendly, because the devotees of exalted Vaishnava devotees of Sri Rangam, they in the Sri Sampradaya, the Sampradaya of Ramanujacharya, Sri Ramanujacharya, they mostly worship Sri Lakshmi Narsingadev, Lakshmi Narayan. So Mahaprabhu, he influenced them to worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, explaining that this worship was still more intimate. The amount of love exchanged between Radha and Krishna was even more intimate, is the best word, more deep and intimate than the love with Lakshmi Narayan. And then after 4 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Now, it sounds like a story. We read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's just another thing that Mahaprabhu did in his tour of South India, and in his preaching, in his own inner ecstasies. But it wasn't just a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end for especially these three brothers. And the younger the son of Venkata Bhattu's name became Gopal Bhatta Goswami. It wasn't just a story for them. They had met this person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and they were so touched by him. Their love for him, they had allowed him to penetrate into the depths of their hearts, where their devotion for even Lakshmi Narayan was. They had allowed him to penetrate into their hearts, and they understood him to be the most exalted of exalted persons, the most exalted supreme personality of Godhead. And when Mahaprabhu left, now it is very difficult for us to understand. The beloved who had captured their hearts was there with them. And when you're with that person, you can't imagine that this experience will ever end. And then it does. And Mahaprabhu leaves. And he walks. And he's gone. And they, who had been captured by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Gopal Guru, who later became Prabodhananda Saraswati, exalted soul as he was, he went mad, practically speaking. In this book, Chaitanya Chandramrita, it was published also by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he wrote an introduction to it. I just wanted to read a little bit of some of the parts of that introduction. That the attachment of Gopala Guru, later Prabodhananda Saraswati, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was incomparable. He was indifferent to worldly affairs. He was the very form of affection. Affection for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the form of Prabodhananda Saraswati. And he was a great poet. He's trying to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is describing him, trying to describe, give us a picture of him, because you have to know who is speaking before you appreciate or understand or can enter into the mood of what he has written. He was a great poet. He was matchless in music, song, and dance. He was an expert musician. He could dance and sing and play musical instruments. And hearing his words, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wrote, brought satisfaction to the hearts of all. His glories are unending. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Sri Rangam, Prabodhananda, he entered deeply into the worship of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And quite interestingly enough, the concept that he's explaining was he entered more deeply or deeply into the worship in the absence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was caught. He had no choice. His inner being was fully possessed by him. What does that mean to you? His inner being was fully possessed by him. He thought of nothing other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in love, completely captivated, entranced by this person, the Supreme Person. And desiring to attain his most cherished object, the most cherished object of his adoration, of his love, he left Sri Rangam. This was after several years. Without wasting time, he went to Mathura Mandala, and there he took up residence in Kamyavan. And several years later, Gopal Guru, his name was Gopal Guru, but Gopal Bhatta, who became Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his nephew, he was his teacher. Prabodhananda Saraswati was the teacher of young Gopal. And then when Prabodhananda Saraswati left, Gopal Bhatta came with him and met him. And then he lived in Kamyavan, which actually isn't that far away if you go on the back roads. And the devotees who were in Radhakund, and this is mentioned that especially Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, they could not bear his separation of Prabodhananda Saraswati. They were already, Mahaprabhu wasn't there, They couldn't bear his separation too, so they humbly requested him. They begged him to come and live in their association. So he did that. It's so interesting that these persons who are unattached to the material world, and even Krishna himself, and even and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone and every one of us is really controlled by affection and love, because this is what satisfies the heart, not just on a sentimental level, but this is the soul's need, this is the soul's longing. So Prabodhananda Saraswati, the expert, came and lived with the devotees. Now, I wanted to just explain something about him. I should mention that he was an eternal associate of Krishna. He was actually the gopi whose name, does anyone know the name of which? Tungavidya gopi, eternal associate of Krishna's, of Srimati Radharani's. And he served forever in Braja. Now, I wanted to mention this because we have to, if we want to enter into the quite incredible mood of this book, which isn't very long, and Krishna willing, we shall complete it without stress today, we have to understand that what we're going to hear, was this great soul's realization after spending time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was his realization. He was learned, he was a scholar, and he was an eternal associate of C.C. Radha and Krishna. But this was his realization. We're going to read it in parts. And after each part, I'll request you to turn to the other devotees in your group and I'll ask you to discuss something or we'll do something. Please listen carefully. Janana, could you? I especially asked for C.C. Gonatai to kindly manifest themselves in front of everyone, even though they're little, they are so big. There's room for everyone in their heart and at their feet. So sometimes as we read, you may have an inspiration to pray and take shelter more deeply of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And please don't hesitate to do that. So he begins. Let us glorify the boundlessly merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Prince of Braja. Maybe the harmonium needs to be a little louder. Yes? Okay. To taste the intoxicating sweet waves of the nectar of transcendental love for Krishna, as well as to give that nectar to others. He has now appeared in the transcendental abode of Namadvip as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who is untouched by any piety, who is completely absorbed in irreligion, or who has never received the merciful glance of the devotees or been to any holy place sanctified by them, will still ecstatically dance, loudly sing, and even roll about on the ground when he becomes intoxicated by tasting the nectar of the transcendental mellows of pure love of God that are given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me therefore glorify that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not obtainable by faithful performers of pious deeds, not understood by those engaged in austerity, meditation, or yoga, and not even guessed at by those absorbed in detachment, renunciation or prayers, and even unknown to the devotees full of love for Lord Govinda, the secret of pure devotional service has been revealed by the holy name during Lord Gaudiya's advent. Let me glorify that Lord Gaudiya. Whether seen, touched, glorified, remembered, bowed down to from afar, or worshipped, Sri Chaitanya gives the nectar of pure love of Krishna to his devotees. Let me glorify Sri Chaitanya, the merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those who have attained the merciful sidelong glance of Lord Gaudiya, impersonal liberation becomes as palatable as going to hell. Srila Prabhupada would often recite this verse. The heavenly cities of the demigods become as real as flowers imagined to be floating in the sky. And the poisonous fangs of the untamable black snakes of the senses become broken. And the whole world becomes full of joy. And Brahma, Indra, and all the great demigods appear as significant as tiny insects. Let us glorify that Lord Gaudiya. When Lord Gaurachandra's devotees, who even worship by the devatas, the demigods, when they drink the wonderfully sweet nectar of the bliss of pure love of God that flows from the lotus flower of Lord Gaurachandra's feet, they become completely intoxicated. In that condition, they laugh at Lord Brahma and other demigods. They condemn the impersonalist yogis, and they do not consider the great devotees of Lord Vishnu who do not worship Lord Gaurachandra to be very important. Let us glorify that Lord Gaurachandra. What benefit did the world attain when Lord Brahma, Lord Nisringa, and many other incarnations of God killed so many Rakshasas and Daitya demons? Yes, they killed Rakshasas and demons. How important is it that Lord Kapila and other incarnations revealed the path of Sankhya and Yoga? How glorious is it that Lord Brahma and other guna avatars maintain and destroy this entire material creation? How auspicious is it that Lord Varaha lifted the earth from the Garbhodak ocean? We do not consider any of these activities very important. The most important thing is that Lord Chaitanya has revealed the actual and great splendor of pure love of Krishna. Let us glorify that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That was the end of the first chapter. It was called Description of the Contents. There's a Mangalacharan and Description of the Contents of the Prayers. Here's the second chapter. This is auspicious introduction in the form of offering obeisances. He begins. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Chaitanya Chandra, whose face is as splendid as millions of moons, and whose smile is as charming as moonlight, because moonlight cools the heart and consciousness. He is like a moon. He has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has personally experienced his presence for 4 months straight. He is like a moon that has risen from the ocean of the bliss of pure love of Krishna. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, by devotedly serving your lotus feet, one can attain the pure love for Lord Krishna. That is the goal, the ultimate goal of all endeavors. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, O great auspiciousness of the world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Moving his hands and feet, raising the two golden rods of his arms, trembling as he dances, and loudly calling out, Hari, Hari, in ecstatic bliss, Lord Chaitanya Chandra vanquishes the inauspiciousness of this world. To that Lord Chaitanya Chandra, whose eyes are like two large lotus flowers, and who is immersed in tasting the sweet nectar of pure love of Krishna, to him I offer my respectful obeisances. O Lord Chaitanya Chandra, O Lord whose form is full of blissful pastimes, O Lord whose complexion is as splendid as gold, O Lord who gives in charity the nectar of pure love for Krishna, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. To Lord Hari, his eyes now like millions of rain clouds shedding torrents of tears, the opulence of pure love of Krishna makes him laugh at millions of Vaikuntha worlds, his charming handsomeness like millions of oceans filled with nectar, and his role now like that of a sannyasi, I offer you my respectful obeisances. That's the end of chapter 2. Chapter 3 is entitled Auspicious Introduction Consisting of Benedictions. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose shoulders are like a lion, whose smiling cheeks are the sweetest of all things, whose body displays various wonderful symptoms of ecstatic love for Krishna, whose features are as splendid as the whorl of a blossoming golden lotus flower, and who is Radha and Krishna joined in a single form, may he protect you all. When he saw new rain clouds, he was reminded of Krishna and became like a madman with love for him. When he saw a peacock feather, he became agitated. And when he saw a gunja bracelet, he trembled. When he saw a dark-complexioned boy, he thought he had just seen Krishna, and he became filled with fear and wonder. In this way, Golden Lord Hari preached the glories of pure devotional love for himself. He created a tsunami, a great tidal wave in the ocean of mercy. He splendidly dressed in wonderful saffron garments that were as glorious as the rising sun, and he glowed with the nectar of pure love for Krishna. May that wonderful and handsome moon of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which has risen from the milk ocean of Sati's womb, may he enter your hearts. Chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his own holy names, which brings auspiciousness to the world, his hands trembling with love as he touches the knotted string about his waist to count the number of names he was chanting, his face bathed in tears as he comes and goes, eager to see his own form of Lord Jagannath and bringing great delight to the life of all, may that golden form of Lord Hari, may he protect you all. Uprooting the dense darkness in the hearts of the entire world, making the nectar ocean of the bliss of pure love of Krishna overflood its shores without limit, and cooling this universe, which is tormented by the threefold miseries, may the splendid moonlight of the moon of Lord Chaitanya Chandra eternally shine within your hearts. Chapter 4. Glorification of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The splendid path of pure devotional service, which bewildered the great sages in the past, which material intelligence has no power to enter, which Sukadev Goswami was not able to fully understand, and which merciful Lord Krishna never revealed to his closest friend, is the place where the dear devotees of Lord Gaudahari happily enjoy their pastimes. Talk of impersonal liberation will not become bitter, and the shackles of blind adherence to social and Vedic conventions will not become loosened, and the tumultuous debate of Vedic scholars on the merits of various useless spiritual paths will continue as long as a devotee who is like a bumblebee drinking the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, these all will stay there until a devotee who is like a bumblebee drinking the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet does not appear before your eyes. Where is renunciation? Where is indifference to the temptations of sense pleasure or even the torments of hell? Where are the great waves of humbleness? Where is uncommon prowess, power? Where is the path of intense devotion? Where are these virtues present in the same way they are present in those who have made Lord Gaudā the goal of their lives? Even once, seeing Lord Gauranga's handsome face, which is overcome with feelings of love for Krishna and which has blossoming lotus eyes filled with a great flood of tears, a person becomes maddened with newer and newer feelings of devotional love. He never abandons the ocean of sweetness that is Lord Gauranga's lotus feet. Those who follow the rules of Varnashrama Dharma, who worship Lord Vishnu, who visit holy pilgrimage places and study the Vedas, but who do not serve the lotus feet of the dear devotees of Lord Gauranga, they cannot understand the transcendental abode of Vrindavan, which is beyond the reach of the four Vedas. And if, by churning the shoreless ocean of nectar, one attains the incomparably sweet essence of all nectar, that nectar will taste very bitter to those who touch the splendor of the lotus feet of Krishna, who now displays his transcendental form of Sri Gaurasundara. Humbly thinking oneself lower than a blade of grass, natural gentleness and charm, speaking words as sweet as nectar, will taste very bitter to those who touch the splendor of the lotus feet of Krishna, who now displays his transcendental form of Sri Gaurasundara. Oops, excuse me. Humbly thinking oneself lower than a blade of grass, natural gentleness and charm, speaking words as sweet as nectar, spitting at the insignificant sense gratification of this world, disinterest in the affairs of this world, and overwhelming love for Lord Hari are the transcendental virtues of the devotees of Lord Gauranga. Worship millions of the most exalted spiritual masters if you wish. Study millions of Vedic literatures if you wish. But know, it is they who have attained the merciful sidelong glance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will understand the great secret that is pure love for Lord Krishna. Let renunciation be multiplied millions of times. Let millions of virtues, beginning with peacefulness, sense control, tolerance, friendliness, be multiplied millions of times. Let there be millions of meditations on the word Tatvamasi. Let there be devotion to Lord Vishnu, multiplied millions of times. All this taken together does not equal even a millionth part of the multitude of perfect transcendental qualities possessed by the great souls who find transcendental bliss in the splendor of the toenails of the dear devotees of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Some of them dance so enthusiastically. They seem to leap over the mountains and the oceans. And others criticize Indra and the other demigods. Who amongst the devotees headed by Advaita Chandra is not now overwhelmed with bliss in the dancing festival of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In this world, there has not been, there will not be, and there is not now the touch of this kind of nectar from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is only by the great mercy of Lord Gaura, who enjoys transcendental pastimes, and by the power of devotional service to him, that the non-envious devotees know anything about this nectar. Lord Chaitanya is worshipped by the Upanishads. Lord Chaitanya destroys the pride of the arrogant demigods and the sages who do not worship his lotus feet. Oh, what person is so fortunate that he has personally seen Lord Chaitanya Chandra? Even without following any religious rituals, one who wholeheartedly takes shelter of Lord Gauranga, the master of all transcendental opulence, will attain everything he may desire. Just for a few moments, just offer your own prayer. And then turn to the members of your group and discuss anything that struck you or inspired you from the words of Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati. I'll give you some time's notice when we'll return to reading more.